Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two deputies ambushed and killed in Florida. We've got the story.
Suspect captured after police chase in southeast Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Kansas City school resource officer has been charged with fondling three teenagers. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Clouds are starting to move in from the west this morning, the sign that a low-pressure system is headed our way, and that's going to bring us some much-needed rain this weekend. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Two deputies are dead, victims of an ambush Thursday in Trenton, Florida. Investigators say Sergeant Noel Ramirez and Deputy Taylor Lindsay were sitting down to eat at a restaurant when a gunman walked up and fired, and later took his own life. No motive is yet known.
Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz calls Ramirez and Lindsay the best of the best. While authorities will likely focus on the shooter, Schultz wants to keep the attention on the deputies.
The world's full of cowards. And the world's full of heroes. We need to highlight those heroes.
Sergeant Ramirez was a Florida police officer for 7 years. He leaves behind a wife and children. Deputy Taylor put in 3 years with the department. Gilchrist police are getting support from a host of other departments across the country. President Trump also tweeted his condolences to the deputies' families and colleagues. Caroline Shively, Fox News.
A federal judge in Los Angeles will hear arguments today about whether to delay a lawsuit filed by adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
U.S. District Court Judge S. James Otero scheduled the hearing after attorneys for President Trump and his personal lawyer Michael Cohen said the suit brought by Stormy Daniels should be put on hold for 90 days because of the criminal investigation federal prosecutors in New York are pursuing against Cohen. Daniels is attempting to have the non-disclosure agreement she signed declared invalid, in large part because President Trump never signed it. Last week, pursuant to a search warrant, the FBI raided Cohen's Manhattan apartment, office, and hotel room, collecting records on a variety of topics, including the $130,000 payment Cohen made to Daniels to keep her from discussing Daniels' alleged affair with President Trump. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Wyandotte County prosecutors say a school resource officer in Kansas City, Kansas, is charged with fondling at least three teens.
57-year-old Michael English Sr. was charged Thursday with three counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. A parent had contacted police in March, and three students have come forward, all between the ages of 14 and 16. English has been employed with the school district since 2015 and has been on administrative leave since March 22nd. Investigators are still trying to determine if the alleged crimes occurred on school property. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A suspect was caught after a police chase in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened late Wednesday night, but an officer on patrol spotted a stolen truck with a dealer's license plate near 31st Street South and Hillside. The driver would not pull over for police.
A traffic pursuit ensued, which went into Derby. In Derby, the driver pulled behind a residence, and the two occupants of the vehicle fled on foot. Officers were able to apprehend both the occupants, a 28-year-old male driver and a 25-year-old female passenger.
The man was booked into jail for fleeing from police, an aggravated weapons violation, auto theft, unlawful possession of methamphetamines, and traffic charges. The stolen truck was returned to its owner.
Teachers in Arizona have voted to go out on strike. This teacher says many are packing their bags for greener pastures. It's the first ever statewide strike to demand increased school funding.
We are underpaying our educators. And so we have people, incredible professionals, who have devoted their entire lives to bettering our communities and our families, and they are leaving this state because they can't afford to do the job that they love with the community and the kids that they love.
The release of fired FBI Director James Comey's memos is sending shockwaves through Capitol Hill.
Republican lawmakers say Comey's memos prove the fired FBI director never felt obstructed by President Trump, despite claims from Democrats that he tried to halt the FBI's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. In a statement, House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy, along with House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte, say the memo show Comey, quote, was blind to biases within the FBI. But the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, says, quote, President Trump's interference was a blatant effort to deny justice, and Director Comey was right to document it. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in sports, busy weekend. Shocker baseball team is on the road. So are the Kansas City Royals. And another player is leaving the Shocker men's basketball program. We'll have details coming up in sports.
City of Houston honors Barbara Bush. That story and more news coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ed Pavey's retiring after 49 years in law enforcement, the past 28 as director of the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center near Yoder. KNSS News asked Pavey about recent officer-involved shootings in the news. Pavey says the Washington Post reports an average of 950 to 1,000 police-involved fatal shootings annually over the past 3 years.
We don't think there's a trend that is manifesting. We do think that there's more coverage of it by the media organizations with the 24-hour news cycle every day and with some of the issues that have been surfacing around the country with high-profile shootings.
Ed Pavey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Kansas is taking over 15 private nursing homes after the owner and operator defaulted on payments to vendors and failed to meet payroll. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Britt Zweigart.
Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Tim Keck will oversee operations of the Skyline Healthcare LLC homes. Court documents show the facilities have nearly 850 residents and 950 employees. KCUR-FM reports that the New Jersey-based owner previously acknowledged that Skyline had insufficient funds to pay utilities and food services vendors. Keck says Florida-based Mission Health has assumed day-to-day oversight of the homes. Mission already operates 14 skilled nursing facilities in Kansas. The move comes after Nebraska officials took over 21 nursing homes and 10 assisted living facilities operated by Skyline last month. Keck says the next step is to find a new owner.
The city of Houston held a public celebration of the life and legacy of former First Lady Barbara Bush.
The celebration at City Hall opening with a performance by the Houston Children's Choir. Attendees wearing Mrs. Bush's favorite color blue and strings of pearls in a nod to her signature look.
Barbara Bush was a strong Texas woman, full of grit and grace.
Mayor Sylvester Turner.
That is the Barbara Bush I will always remember. Someone who loved people and lived to make a difference.
Across the street at the Barbara Bush Literacy Plaza, mourners paying respects with flowers, cards, and other mementos. The former First Lady will be laid to rest on Saturday. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, the gasoline prices in Wichita, well, at the low end of the gasoline prices, we saw $2.45 a gallon at Harry and Oliver. Traffic tracker Jason called that one in, so thank you, Jason.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure is spinning off well to the west of us, but it will track over the Rockies and eventually in southern Kansas this weekend. That will bring us more clouds throughout the day, breezy with a high 64. The best chance of rain will be late tonight and overnight into Saturday, our low 45. Off and on showers during the day tomorrow, cooler and just 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 44 degrees. A southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. Coming up on 8:12 now with Steve and Ted in the morning, and in response to a fatal incident aboard an aircraft this past week, regulators are now making some inspections. And with us this morning to talk more about this, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Southwest Airlines, of course, that accident, we call it an accident, an incident, whatever. The engine blew up, and the part came through the window and killed the woman. And now the FAA is saying, let's inspect all these engines. Shouldn't they have been doing that before? Or
Well, yeah, they should have. That's the first answer I think a lot of people would probably say. The fact that they hadn't been, though, is not that nobody thought of it. This had actually been something that had resulted. There was an incident in August of 2016 with a different Southwest flight, a similar engine failure, though. That one did not hurt anyone or kill anyone, thankfully. But after that, there was a proposal that was made to the FAA that these should be, you know, these engine inspections regarding this should be mandatory. And then for months, the manufacturer and the airlines haggled over the deadline for getting those inspections completed. Mostly these dealt with the 737. And I know there in Wichita, y'all are very familiar with Boeing and in general.
Sure.
So that's kind of what those, it was centered around those. Then the FAA did not make it a mandatory order at that point. They are doing that now, and they say that, you know, the order will be made official in the next couple of weeks. But airlines have already started voluntarily doing these inspections, and it centers around those fan blades because there have been problems with them occasionally breaking off. We've even heard from the NTSB already this week after the incident on Tuesday, where you know Robert Sumwalt said there had been metal fatigue that they'd already seen on the fan blades, those cracks, those tiny little cracks in the fan blade, because they're under a whole lot of stress, as you would imagine, pushing a lot of air through the, you know, the engines there, and they can sometimes break off because of that. So this has been kind of an ongoing sort of thing since August of 2016. It's not that this week was the first time anyone went, oh, hey, look, there might be a problem. So there's, you can bet there's going to be a lot more questions about why this wasn't made mandatory before now.
But you have a number of these fan blades on the inside of that engine there, and they're just whirring at tremendous speeds constantly. And like you say, after a while, these little tiny stress fractures show up, and then ultimately what happens? One of them blows off and something bad happened to them. This is the first time I can remember this kind of incident in the years that I've been covering news. Is I don't remember this ever happening before, just exactly like this.
Yeah, and Southwest actually says that they're, you know, going to inspect all of the similar engines in its fleet within 30 days. 700 planes, that's a lot of planes.
Yeah.
United has already said that they would inspect 698 similar engines in their fleet. But Southwest did say that this engine, the one that failed on Tuesday, didn't technically fall under the FAA inspection proposal that was made last August.
Okay.
That's when they, you know, said, hey, we might need to do this. And like I said, they didn't make it official and order it at that point. But Southwest says, well, it wouldn't have covered it anyway. The NTSB says we don't know because the part numbers change from time to time.
Mm.
So it's difficult to tell. But they said that that's one of the things they will be looking at is would it have fallen under that because they're going to be doing extensive looks into the maintenance records and everything else that goes along with this.
Well, and you've got a number of airlines operating in the U.S. and several different manufactured types of aircraft. So it's not like one size fits all. But on the other hand, you'd think they'd just want to inspect them all periodically no matter what.
Yes. And I guess that's one of the things that, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah,
looking
yeah.
back on it, knowing that they were back and forth about a deadline to get this done is probably zero comfort to Jennifer Reardon's family.
Right.
You know, she was the woman who died on Tuesday when all of this happened. You know, it's just been a terrible week for those folks.
It sure has. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Regulators requiring inspections after Southwest jet engine exploded. The woman was killed, nearly sucked out the window of that aircraft. You know the story. But a little bit more elaboration there from Tanya J. Powers. It's 8:16 now with Steve and Ted. And if you've been listening to our forecast this morning, you're excited about the rain that apparently is coming our way. I say apparently. It looks like a pretty sure thing, but we got some. Looks like we're going to have some rain later tonight. It's coming up at 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. And, Ted, you've got a pretty busy weekend sports-wise, right?
A lot of things going on,
yeah.
Including some goings from the Wichita State men's basketball program. Another one, guard Austin Reeves is leaving the Shocker men's basketball program and is going to transfer out So 11 players that were on the roster last year will not be coming back this year. Of course, six of those 11 were seniors who graduated. You've also got two scholarship transfers that are leaving, C.J. Kaiser and Austin Reeves. Two walk-ons have left the program, and Landry Shamet leaving the Shockers to go to the NBA. So restocking and reloading that roster, a constant challenge now for the Shocker basketball staff, as another one has left, Austin Reeves leaving the Shockers. The Wichita State baseball team is on the road this weekend. The Shockers are ranked number 24 in the nation, and they are visiting the Houston Cougars. The first time the Shockers have visited Houston for baseball action in 21 years. It's a very tightly grouped bunch in the American Conference right now. Eight teams are all within a game and a half of first place. The Shockers in Houston are two of those eight. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Mike Kennedy has the call from all Shocker baseball games in Houston this weekend. 6:30 tonight, 6:30 tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Listen to those games live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College bowling, the national championships, will finish this weekend up in Lincoln, Nebraska. On the individual side of things, Wichita State sophomore Joe Grondin has made it to the national semifinals. He's one of the last four bowlers competing for a men's national title tomorrow. In team competition, the Wichita State women have made it into the Final Four, unbeaten in the winner's bracket, and they have more competition and match play today. The Newman women and the Shocker men both lost yesterday, so they're in the loser's bracket now. They'll have to continue through the loser's bracket today if they want to advance. Major League Baseball today for the Kansas City Royals. They are in Detroit. Already been to Detroit twice this season, just this month. The Royals in Detroit for a four-game series this weekend. It's a doubleheader. It's a day-night doubleheader today. Noon, game one, 6 p.m. for game two. Then again at noon Saturday and noon Sunday. Royals and the Tigers live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Royals right now are at the bottom of the league, and they have lost eight in a row.
Wow.
And are really struggling right now.
Time to turn it around.
Yep, see if they can get it done in Detroit this weekend.
Yeah.
Pro hockey, opening round of the playoffs for the Wichita Thunder. They are on the road tonight, game four of their playoff series at the Colorado Eagles tonight at 8 o'clock. However, Wichita is down 3-0 in this best of seven. Wichita must win tonight in order to keep the season alive. I am going to be inducted into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
That is
correct.
Going
to be at Hillside Christian Church at 8330 East Douglas. The Hall of Fame class this year includes Greg Marshall, Paul Miller, Mike Pelfrey, great Shocker stars, Jessica Smith and Laverne Smith, great players at Southeast High that went on to great careers at Kansas in their respective sports, Steve Woodbury, another City League basketball legend. I am receiving the 8th Annual Mal Elliott Sports Media Inductee Award, following the likes of Clark Schaefer, Rick Plumlee, Bruce Hurdle, Bob Lutz, Kirk Semenoff, Jeff Tuttle, Fernando Salazar, others who have received that inductee honor.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that. And if folks want to come, that's at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Hillside Christian Church, east of Rock and Douglas.
Now, but my experience is I've been to one of these ceremonies, I think. My experience is that the athletes are all there. You guys are all there, and folks can just talk.
Yeah.
Talk with you.
It's a great chance to
hear some good stories. I heard
hang out with
great
these people
stories.
And hear great stories.
Yeah.
Yep. Looking forward to that.
So
tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a terrific honor for you. And I know your mom and dad are going to be there.
Yeah. I'm very, very humbled to be given this honor and looking forward to it.
It's a great honor. Congratulations.
And in pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs have their schedule set for the upcoming fall. Season opens on September 9th against the Chargers in Los Angeles. The Chiefs will play five primetime games this year, a couple of Monday night games, a couple of Sunday night games, and they will play a Thursday night game in mid-December at home against the Chargers, the only home primetime game. One of those Monday night games is in Mexico City against the Rams. That'll be the Monday before Thanksgiving. And, of course, one of those big Sunday night games is at New England against the Patriots. Three of the first four will be on the road. Three of the final four will be at home. Your home for the Chiefs, of course, right here on the Wichita radio dial is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Who was I talking to the other day? And they said, "Boy, I love those Fridays with Mitch Holtis that you guys do during the football season." is they say just love those. And yeah, we have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. And can you believe we're about 3 months away from chatting with Mitch every day from training camp.
We're ready to go.
Which starts at the end of July. So we're only we're 3 months basically away from that.
All right.
So
great.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yep.
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted. 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says media misses some good news from Kroger. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We invite you to listen to the Yisley Financial Hour, Saturday mornings at 7 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Whether you're heading to your favorite camping spot or embarking on a cross-country adventure, Flint Hills RV has a recreational vehicle to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.